it wine, wine, wine. Kick my feet up when I get time. And as I recline, take another sip, let my thoughts unwind. Wine, sip it and spill it. Sip it and spill it, the tea. Sip it and spill it.
What is poppin', everyone?
What's poppin'?
How you niggas doing?
I feel so fucking gorgeous. I just feel like something about this hair is hairin', because every time I look at myself, I'm like, damn. Mm-hmm. Your mama did her big one on that face.
I just love when you get your hair done and you love it immediately.
I'm just like
as soon as you get your hair done, you're like, yes.
And it's never usually like that for me. Usually I'm just like, unless it's braids, because now I'm like, I guess I don't know if I really am, y'all, but I might be my bundle era. Maybe it's the 30 thing. I don't fucking know, but I might be my bundle era. Okay.
All right. So I'm gonna ask this question that I've been forgetting to ask for the last 2 weeks. So let's what should we call it? We have this little thing we're supposed to do where people ask us questions and we answer.
It was spill your tea, but it wasn't the question thing. It was like spill your tea. Like you tell us a story and we give you advice. Cause you know all podcasts do it, but nobody can do it like us. That's all I was trying to say.
So I guess it's not really spill your tea, but I guess it has to do with Timothy's asking the question. So one of our viewers wants to know, when is it too soon to delete pictures from your exes?
Immediately. You should do it immediately. If you guys are not together, there is no reason why you are on my page. There is no reason why. Are you talking about on the page or in the phone? Because
Either one.
I have pictures of niggas that I used to date in my phone to this day because I'm just like, you know, I just like to revisit memories and see, you know, where I was at in life at that time. But on my page, immediately. Like, why do you need to be on my page if we're not together?
Okay. I don't know about deleting immediately, because what if y'all get back together and now it's gone?
Okay, then archive the fuck. Like, put it in the archive.
Archive it then.
Yeah, archive
that's not
it.
Deleting it.
But I mean, it's still a deletion of your page, because when people go there, they won't think that you with somebody.
So as soon as you break up, immediately delete all the pictures.
Oh, absolutely. Because at the end of the day, why am I not advertising the fact that I'm single because we might get back together?
Okay. So as soon as we break up, I am immediately back on the market, bitch.
You are immediately right. That is the technically thing that happens when you're single. You're immediately back on the market. Who literally puts themselves, who literally says, okay, my box is open, I'm just going to sit here and wait until someone possibly comes and sees that, oh, you know, it might expire pretty soon, so let me just buy this. No, you need to get back on the market immediately. Mm-hmm. And that has nothing to do with, if you break up with me, I'm immediately back on the market. I'm not waiting. I'm sorry.
She immediately. Said, I'm immediately on the next nigga.
Like, there is no.
Immediately, you know.
There is, Like, what did they say? They said time went back, meets went back, Nelly went back. I'm the only one standing on business.
Right. So, y'all, I guess, like, there you have it. When y'all break up, you immediately delete the picture. I'm going to give it a little time. I'm not going to immediately delete the picture. I'm going to give it some time
before
I delete it.
But I really think it's
because... I didn't even know we're broken up for real, for real.
I know, but even if that's the case, when you broke up with me, it's different. Because you know when me and what's-her-name used to break up, it would be, like, hours. But if it's, like, an actual breakup where it's, like, no contact... Absolutely, immediately back on the market. Mm-hmm. But if like you guys break up and you'll get back together in hours, that's different. But
it might not be hours. Y'all could break up and get back together in a month or a week or 2 months.
Okay, then that month and the week that I'm off the market. But the moment you break up with me,
I feel like the safest thing to do is archive it.
Yeah, but I'm just archive it.
Archive it, but I'm not immediately dealing with that.
But I'm immediately back on the market, even if it's in the archives. Immediately back on the market.
So you break up with someone and then you immediately go out. Like, how do you immediately go back on the market besides...
Samantha,
like,
do you know me, right?
What is your steps? What do you immediately do when you break up?
Okay, so I mourn the relationship. I cry about it, you know, X, Y, and Z. And then a nigga be like, you sad? I'm like, yeah, I just got broken up with. He's like, want to go on a date? Sure. That's literally how it goes for me. Mm-hmm. I don't... But the thing is, I don't like when bitches are on Instagram and they want to advertise that they're single. Since I've been single...
I feel like everyone somehow advertised that they're
but
single.
I don't think I've ever, like, officially said I'm single on Instagram.
No.
Like, the only...
But it's just like how niggas either directly or indirectly pay for pussy. I feel like sometimes women directly or indirectly advertise
like, because I feel like my directly or indirectly saying I'm single was, like, when you're on a date with Mr. Get Ready by 8 and you're still texting Mr. What Are You Doing?
Yeah.
That's my indirectly. But I'm not going to say, niggas ain't shit. I'm going to be single for life. I'm never that direct.
Only losers say that.
She said only losers.
Losers say that.
I do feel like you're a loser. If you have to tell people that you're sad and there's no good men, you're probably...
You're a loser.
You are a loser. Because I don't believe on waiting on niggas.
And you know what? That's a motherfucking truth. And we not waiting on you. Like what I posted today, the first sign of non-communication and you not showing effort, I'm not staying too long. I am not going to be here for too much longer.
I'm not going to be here for long. I'm not going to be here for long.
So guess what relationship was not here for long? Keke Palmer and her ex-baby daddy. Well, actually, not her. He's still their baby daddy. So Keke Palmer, her ex-boyfriend. So there was a recent
Can we not claim baby daddies no more? I feel like that's going to be a thing for me. If I was to get a baby daddy and we're not together, he's not my baby daddy no more. He's just, you know?
So what is he?
A person that we share a child with.
Okay. So a long way to say baby daddy. So anyways, there was recent report that Keke Palmer's baby daddy was actually putting his hands on her and beating her ass. And it happened a couple times, actually, to the point where the mom had to come out and say, like, hey, like, I usually don't do this. Like, this is real stuff. You know, she had to put a restraining order against him and she got sold because of her child. And it was just a really messy situation. And it just goes to show you about... Don't ever date a man that makes less than you. Like, don't ever date a broke man because they're going to... This is what happens when you date niggas who don't perform as well financially. Like, even Steve Harvey tried to tell her, like, hey, don't date any broke niggas. And she was like, Steve, but I love him. I got to love him. And he was like, no, bitch, they're going to hate you forever. And that's exactly what's happening is a man showing you that I am like 89% sure he put a baby in Keke Palmer just to slow her down. And because the baby didn't slow her down, he was pissed. That's the only reason why he made that body comment, that outfit comment. We knew what it was when he made that comment. Every woman knew what it was when he made that comment. That's a comment a jealous boyfriend makes, a jealous man makes. And other than that, I wish her the best, but I'm not gonna say I feel bad. I don't feel bad for Keke because, of course, domestic abuse is sad.
You say you don't feel bad.
For Keke because domestic abuse is sad. But this is results of dating the kind of man you're dating. They hate you.
I want to take a different approach, and I feel like this alone shows you that these celebrities are no fucking better than us. They are just as fucked up. They have this much traumatic. Like, we keep putting these celebrities on these fucking pedestals like she's America's princess. How could this happen to her? It could happen to fucking anybody. So I just feel like stop trying to emulate your life off of these, like... false illusions that we have.
Was anyone trying to look up to Keke Palmer's situation?
I feel like anyone looks up to, like, everyone, I'm just saying, and any celebrity. I'm not just saying her in specific.
Okay, celebrity.
I said any celebrity because they go through shit that we go through. And right, I feel like there's a shit that's just more public. Just like we always say, like, even with fucking Jada and Will, we're like, everyone idolized them for fucking years. Mm-hmm. And now we're realizing they shit was fucked up too.
Their shit was beyond fucked up.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, we got to stop looking at the celebrities like, oh, goals, oh, this, oh, that. And they were like, oh, yeah, Keke Palmer got a regular nigga. I need to date a regular nigga. No.
No.
Keep striving for better
and
more.
Can you imagine a regular nigga beating your ass? That's so sad.
Regular niggas beat bitches all the time.
Oh, my God. But a regular nigga beat a bitch ass that got money like that? I guess he don't care. Like,
he don't
care.
And it all boils down to, like Sammy said, it's insecurity. Any man that's not secure in himself will resort to something of that capacity. And I'm not trying to normalize domestic violence, but I feel like we talk about it so much about the domestic violence, sexual violence that all happens against Black women, that I feel like there has to be things that are set in place where people to start fucking believing them and something to actually follow through with it. Because there's actual footage of him beating her ass and he's still able to tweet on Beyonce's internet, which is pissing me off.
And then try to deny it. Him and his brother are like, I never said that shit. Keke Palmer's mama ain't never been a nomad.
But not even that. It's honestly literally footage. You can literally see. And I highly doubt this woman is that good of an actor to throw herself over a couch.
Right.
And if you want to go to those extremes, that is between you and your baby dad or the father of your child or someone that you share DNA with. But I don't think that's someone, because she always speaks up when something happens to her. Like, she's been in the industry for years and never been in any mess for years. So how this man come into her life and everything's in shambles now?
Because he broke, girl. That's what broke niggas do. They come in your life and they ruin everything. What they say, suck the life out of you.
Girl,
he, that's why he mad, girl. He mad because he tried to put a baby in her, slow her down, try to suck the life out of her, and it did not. What did Keke do? She stepped harder. And he just couldn't stand it. She made a whole fucking sweater talking about her baby daddy. Off that nigga.
I hate that for him.
Got on Usher's music video, bitch. That's why he beat her ass. But she got on Usher's music video. That's what
somebody said that your boyfriend. Look, and I love that
that's
song.
That's why he mad for real, bitch.
That's insane.
All right. Well, the girls are back at it again with their messy-ass episode of Sippin' Spill, where we create conversations. Oh, wow.
Sippin' wine.
Aiko, my name is that motherfucking Sammy.
And I'm ambitious, just vibing, Tarot.
Wow.
So let's get into our motherfucking X. Is it wine facts or X?
It's X of the week.
Okay, let's get into our X of the week. And then we can get into wine fast. So we can get into the motherfucking tea time. What's your ick of the week?
My ick of the week is bitches who accept coffee dates. I'm sick of y'all. I need y'all to stop accepting coffee dates so niggas won't be surprised when I say no to coffee dates. Recent little thing that happened was this guy was like, hey, you know, I think he's like, I'm feeling you, but I don't know if I want to take you out yet. You know, do a little coffee date. And I was like, okay, well, if you're feeling me, you're not sure yet, I recommend you keep talking to me and see if you actually like me to take me on a date, because I don't do coffee dates. I feel like, I think I told you about
you
it.
Did.
Yeah.
You did.
I was like, I don't do coffee dates. And he was like, well, that makes me feel like you're just a woman that just wants money. You must be a gold digger. And you know what? I didn't reply to all he said. All I said was a song of Gold Digger by Kanye West, because if you think me asking for more than a coffee date is me being a gold digger, I'm gonna be the biggest.
I was gonna say you already know where the trajectory of that relationship is going. If a man wants you to accept a coffee date and nothing more, nothing less, and I, like you said, I'd rather you talk to me more to see if I'm someone that you find suitable as someone you should take on a date. But men, y'all gotta stop trying to convince bitches like us that look like us, that make money like us, that move like us, with the confidence that we have that a coffee date is all that is our birthright.
A coffee motherfucking date. A coffee date, that's a fucking business meeting. Like, stop accepting pre-dates from nigga. Like, a nigga can't even try to want to pre-date me. Like, what the fuck is a pre-date? And the fact that you are okay with the man taking you out for coffee as a date, that's like, what, 30 minutes?
And I literally saw this one video of this girl. She was like, I don't accept coffee dates. I have my own, like, you know, little coffee thing. She's like, in my house. She's like, my Netflix all works fine here. She's talking about where her standards are.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. And she's talking about her standard. And then there was another girl that duetted that video and was like, I'll take the coffee date. I'll take any of those dates. And I'm just like, y'all women make it hard for women that have standards, because guys are looking at us like, oh, she's materialistic.
Called me a gold digger because I did not want to.
I don't understand what materials you're giving me by actually taking me on a proper date. And I feel like if I was to go on a coffee date with you, I wouldn't.
It's not a date. Stop calling normal things you do to people a date. There's no such thing as car dates. There's no such thing as walk dates. There's no such thing as coffee dates.
And that's what she said. She said, don't walk me. I'm not a dog. I said, ooh, bars.
What? Those things don't exist. Those are hangouts. And if you just want to hang out with me, let me know, because I'm going to put you in a hangout position.
And that's okay.
I don't fuck my hangouts.
At ever. And won't. I gotta be bored.
Okay. You ever fucked a hangout before?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, I have too.
I fucked a hangout because, like, the thing is, we never were on the trajectory of getting in a relationship.
Like, that's the only time we
fuck our hangouts. Because we're like, I know I'm not gonna be with you, but I'm horny and you're like familiar.
Yeah.
I was like, I would rather fuck a hangout because I know at least you spend money on our hangouts.
Right. Then I'd rather fuck a nigga's gonna talk to me the next day.
Exactly. Like, and my hangouts are gonna talk to me every fucking day.
Exactly.
So
other than the hangouts we wanna fuck, because I'm gonna say
honestly, but if you a hangout nigga, you know you a hangout nigga. There's never a prospect, because my hangout nigga is still in my life to this day, and he was like, why don't you ever take me serious? Because you a hangout nigga. The moment I put you in the hangout nigga, the friend zone, the ex one, we are just like y'all niggas. Just like she said last week, we want the same things y'all want. So
separate but equal.
So if y'all want bitches that are just there for the good time, we want niggas like that too, that don't pressure us about being with them, because they will never be our men. But the people that I put as my man standards, I'm gonna put a higher regard on you. And if I give you no expectations and I'm okay with just having sex with you, you guys are like, oh, she's so cool, she's so chill. I'm like,
those are the niggas that chase you the most. The niggas that you really be like, I'm not looking for nothing serious, just have fun. They wanna chase you down. A nigga hate getting what he feel like he can't have and he deserves. If he feel like he deserves you, girl, a nigga will harass you to the end of this earth. He'll chase you from Egypt to fucking...
from wife to ex-girlfriend.
He'll chase the fuck out of
she
you.
She the one that got away.
And then doing shit like NLT Choppa did. Oh, well, if you find a nigga that can treat you better... Like, no, nigga, you chase me. But yeah, we don't do coffee dates. We don't do hangouts. None of those shit. And we'll never do any of those shit. So I need y'all women to step your pussy game up just a little.
Just a little bit.
And stop accepting coffee dates, because those are not our coffee dates.
Okay, so my ick of the week is when men like follow me, then unfollow me because I don't follow them back. I really hate that.
Is it just men or just anybody?
Specifically men, because I don't really notice when women do it, because they don't.
So why is
no? Because women don't usually refollow you. If you don't, like, mind you, if I was to follow a woman, she didn't follow me back, we'll just unfollow and we won't refollow so you can see it again.
Yeah.
Men are the ones that are
doing it for your attention.
Exactly. Like, this man followed me and then within 2 hours unfollowed me and then followed me again. And I'm like, I saw it the first time. It's just like those DMs that be in the request. I seen it the first time.
I seen it.
And I chose not to. And most times, anyone that knows me on Instagram, I really don't follow you unless I've seen you, met you, or anything in person, because I just feel like it's weird shit just to follow someone you don't know. I don't know. I don't know why I feel that way. And because unless it's a meme page or inspirational page, I'm not just following you just because I think you look good. Sorry.
I think we both look good today, by the way.
Oh, thank you, girl. Mm-hmm. I told her she looked like a dominatrix.
And I feel like I look like a 40s pinup model.
It never gave 40 pinup
model. I'm giving myself 40s pinup model.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm reclaiming my power. That's what she said. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get into some wine facts. So we can get into some motherfucking tea time.
Tea time.
So today, y'all, we are drinking Sea Glass. Sea Glass, the Cabernet from the Central Coast. It's a 2021. This is by Central Coast. This is California, right? California Central Coast grown region is truly special, renowned for its dramatic daytime and nighttime temperature swings, resulting in a distinctly rich yet balanced Cabernet. Medium to full body with layered aromas of blackberry, currant, cherry, and we need to get that one thing we said that's going to open up the what's it called? Mm-hmm. Bitch, we've just been slipping. But anyway, this is a fucking Cabernet, and it is...
Maybe start by getting it next season.
Next season. Is it 14? What percent of alcohol is it? It's not going to tell us? It not going to tell us?
That means you didn't look it up.
I did not look it up, and I didn't. But we going to still try anyway, because I love me a Cabernet. Oh, it is 13.5% alcohol. So, y'all, I went to a wedding this weekend.
Where you got it from?
No.
Oh.
But I was going to say, the wedding was so lavish. They were passing out bottles of wine to each fucking table. Like, their party favors were party favoring. Y'all, they had...
Question, are they both African?
Yeah, both Nigerians.
So that's how
both Nigerians.
It,
yeah.
Yeah. Africans are extra.
They was passing out malts. They was passing out malts. Water bottles. They were all malts.
Malts. Okay.
That's what I said, bitch.
It's malt.
Malts. I said what I said. Malt. Water bottles, pens. Like, the party favors are party favoring. And I feel like if I had to have an actual wedding, it would have to be like that. Because in my mind,
That wedding was lavish.
It was like, it was dripping in luxury.
I
literally just walked in, that bitch was like, I cannot wait to get married. Like, granted, I can't wait to get married, but I can't wait for the wedding. That's what sounds more better. The wedding sounds good. The marriage, great. Yes, I want that as well. But the wedding was wedding.
I hope you're getting married for the marriage and after the
wedding. Oh, I'm definitely going to get married for
the marriage, not the wedding.
Okay, so I saw this one video. I know we're so side noting. Sorry. But they said, find a man that wants to be a husband more than you want to be a wife. Because they said a man that wants to find a wife is wants someone to take care of him. Someone that wants to be a husband is going to serve.
Well, that's just like they say, always find a man that likes you more than you like him.
But no, I feel like someone that has a husband mentality already understands what comes with being a husband. Mm-hmm. Someone that wants a wife is ready for someone to come in and take over and fulfill the needs of his mother.
Yeah.
So I cannot wait until I find a husband and I'm not a wife. But you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
No, because you said I can't wait to find a husband and I am not a wife.
Well, I mean, a wife is not, I'm not trying to say a wife is not a servicer, but I feel like I don't want to service my husband more than he services me.
Okay.
You know, I
believe in having a mutual beneficial relationship.
Exactly. And I feel that that will happen once I find my husband.
Cheers to another messy-ass episode of Sip and Spiel. Ew.
Clink. Ooh, I like this. Ooh.
Oh, she got body.
I like it.
She got body, yaddy, 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 yaddy.
I like...
She got body.
I like when, you know, sometimes the wine hits, like, the back of your throat, but not in a bad way. This shit is so
good. Oh, she thick.
She's definitely full body.
She heavy. Woo! This is a full bottle of wine.
Ooh, I can't wait to finish it.
They call me moto. So if I say it twice, that's what I'm feeling.
What's that?
What's the Madagascar? They call me Moto Moto.
Oh, okay.
You say it twice. All right, so let's get into motherfucking tea time.
Tea time.
You see, this is why I don't like light skin niggas. Janina came out with a video, which it was like really just a monologue.
Yeah.
Because I know nobody was asking him questions. No one asked for this video. No one cared for this video. And he was just talking about how, you know, he pretty much lied and manipulated women. He wasted so many of their birth given years that he was just a trash ass dog ass reckless ass nigga. That's what he was telling us, that he just wasn't shit for so many years, and now he regrets his ain't shitness and how, you know, he wants to be this better person. And he thinks going on this, you know, monologue about how he was just a terrible human being is somehow gonna rectify how you were a terrible fucking human being. And I don't feel bad for him. I don't care for it. And I don't wanna hear it. I do not need more men to come out and tell us how you manipulate and lie and you trash women, because we already know it. I'm tired of fucking hearing it.
I think it was a very weird flex. I feel like he tried to do it like he was holding himself accountable.
He tried to make it sound like a poetry rap.
But even with him seeming like he was holding himself accountable, it was very ego-driven. It's because to come on Beyonce's internet, because I'm going to keep claiming this is all for women, and we are a women's stand clown, like specifically Black women. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand what you get out of making women know you purposely did that to them.
Right.
And it's like, and I'm pretty sure there was multiple years and or multiple times
he
was gaslighting women.
He took their baby-making years away from him. Our baby-making years are from the time we get our period to the time of menopause.
Yeah.
So how long were you tricking bitches and lying bitches and manipulating bitches?
And that's why when they always talk about finding relationships that women have to find better, do better, X, Y, and Z, but it's like we try to, and the men won't be physically manipulative, but they'll be emotionally manipulative. So it's like we have to decipher between those two devils. We can't just get a good fucking man. We can't just get a man that loves us, appreciates us. We have to decide if he's manipulating me emotionally, physically. Is he cheating on me? There's so many different layers and levels that we have to go through that men literally don't have to even decipher through when they're choosing a mate. Men
gotta choose. So I see, is she gonna use me for my money? That's y'all biggest fear.
That's the only fear that they have. Only fear.
Y'all want women to.
And that's why we're telling women in our day and age, use niggas for money. And if they are genuine, you'll see within time. But if not, I don't give a fuck. Use that man for his dollars. If all he has to offer is dollars and dicks, get the dollars and dick, then go the fuck away. That's it.
Yeah. We're not giving him any kudos. Because when I see it, I'm like, what if a woman, like, let's say Karrueche came out and made a monologue about how she lied and manipulated and used men. Y'all would fucking put that bitch on a cross and burn her up. Like, we give men so much passes for being horrible people. And a bitch can't even, you know, a bitch can't even leave her husband.
Without you telling her to go back to him.
A bitch can't even leave her husband that's doing her wrong. Okay? But yeah, Jadena, I'm not even slightly impressed. And you should just go back to whatever hole you came from. Because a bitch, we weren't even checking for him. When was the last time I heard about Jadena besides Classic Man? You know, Classic Man was the last thing.
I'm going to say, y'all chase this drug called fame so fucking bad that y'all realize that this is not even relevancy. We're making you relevant right now by talking about it on our podcast. You D-list celebrity bitch.
Bitch.
Okay.
Ginger hoe.
But I like gingers. Don't do that. I like gingers.
I don't like that ginger. What gingers do you know besides him? That's Black.
Oh, that's Black? I don't know.
Other one I know is Prince Harry. But he's the only Black ginger I know.
He is not Black.
That's the only other ginger I know is Prince Harry. But
Prince Harry is not Black.
I know that. That's the only other ginger I know.
I don't know either. We'll get back to y'all on that.
Who's a Black ginger?
I don't know. You think about it while we get into more positive things.
I mean, today, me.
It's not ginger.
It is ginger.
It's not ginger. It's brunette. Not brunette. It's burgundy.
This isn't burgundy.
Baby, that's burgundy.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. That's burgundy.
It's not burgundy.
It's not ginger. Do you know what ginger looks like?
Yeah.
Ginger is orange.
This has stripes of orange.
You know what? We're not doing this.
Okay. So we love seeing people do goodness in the world. And there's this teacher who would do, like, lots of mock things. She'll do like mock interview days, mock job days, mock job fairs. And she did a mock travel with her students where they were going to Mexico, specifically Cabo. And she had like a whole itinerary. They had plane tickets. They checked in. They showed their IDs. They had money. They did the whole, like she had the whole thing. And when they landed, they had margaritas. Well, of course, not actual margaritas, but you know, kid friendly stuff. And it was just such a beautiful thing to see a teacher give these, because most of her kids are Black and brown, give these kids, Black and brown kids, experiences that they will probably never have.
That's true.
And, you know, the first time I flew out the country, I was a child, but that doesn't count because that was my parents.
Yeah.
But other than that, the first time I flew out the country was as an adult. So these kids are get to experience and get the knowledge of, you know, something new. And I love that she did this for them. And this video went viral because we actually saw the video way before it was put on the
like,
Shade Room.
Yeah, it was like probably what? We saw that a month ago,
probably a month ago. And it was put on the Shade Room. And it went viral to the point where Southwest did a wonderful thing for these kids and have them come and experience the thing in person. So shout out to them. I think they're just rebranding because of all the racist shit that happens to their company. I'm kidding. No, I'm not. But yeah, I loved it. I love to see it. And I'm happy for these kids. And I want to know how she's affording this. Because she always puts a lot of money in her things that she do to those with those kids.
I don't know if she's affording it, but I feel it is always nice to know that someone out there cares and wants to give you experiences
about kids that
you probably will never experience. Because like you said, my mom is 50 years old. And outside of her coming to America, she's never went out of the country.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, it is so crazy to think at my 30-year-old age, like, that's what I consider as a luxury, like, going out of the country and things like that. And, I mean, I also want to say that that's good because we don't have no kids, that we're able to do that and afford that in this economy. But, you know, that's not about what we're talking about. We're talking about people that actually care and pouring into children and giving them these things, because I would only imagine, you have to think about it. As a child, when someone does that for you, you're like, oh, this is possible.
That's a core memory. Those kids are going to remember that for the rest of their lives.
They're like, I can go out of the country. I can do this. I can do that. Like, having that instilled in them that anything is possible outside of, like, you know, people always say, like, oh, you can be anything you want, like lawyers, shit like that. But, like, tell them, like, you can be someone that travels. You can be someone that does that, even though no one in your family does that. Because no one in my family travel.
Yeah. Same here. Well, no.
My sister has never left the country. My mom has never left the country. Mm-hmm. So I'm like the first next person. My little sister has never left the country. Mm-hmm. And their way of about to leave in the country is like probably going on a cruise, and they haven't even went on a cruise yet.
Right.
That's what I'm like.
Yeah, maybe my mom went on a cruise.
I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
These are experiences that everyone should have. So I love the step in the direction of just believing that you can have it. So that's where we're at.
I love it. I love seeing the creativeness of it. I love seeing Black and brown kids get those new experiences and how the joy the kids feel when they happen. And she's going to be one of those. She's going to be someone's favorite teacher. Someone's going to put her in an album, I believe, you know?
Period. So let's get into it again, because Black men, y'all been pissing me the fuck off.
I feel like Black men piss us off every day.
I don't understand why. And you know what's so funny? My friend, I told you, she's like, I'm just done dating Black men.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? And I keep telling everyone, I literally told y'all.
I've already switched sides. I go back and forth.
I need one more Black man to break my heart before I'm ready to go to the other side. Because I be looking at like Middle Eastern men and I'm like, ooh, I can date me a brown man. Like,
I would love to date an Arab man.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel like
Arab
guys have the same mentality as African men.
And they have like this like sex appeal that just is so...
But baby girl, the control. And the thing is about Arab men, I feel like they're the same way about African men. African men will date non-Black women and Black women. But when it's time to marry, they want to marry an African woman. Arab Muslim men, I feel like they'll date us and they'll fuck us. When it's time to marry, they're going to marry their
cousin. Baby, all I need is the experience. I'm open for some more.
You're not trying to be a housewife?
I want to be a wife, but I'm saying if I have some more character development that gets me ready for my husband, I'm okay with that.
So no more character development on the Blackies, but the Arab guys get a
chance. Blackies is insane.
I'm just saying.
Okay, but honestly, y'all don't. Okay,
got another. You said a Black guy got one more chance, but the Arab guy, two or three?
But guess what? Because I got a little crush right now. And
he's brown?
No, he's not brown. He's a Nigerian, actually.
Oh, then I'm not. I don't care.
Yeah, I know you don't. But I feel so excited when I have a crush on, like, African men, because I usually don't.
Okay.
Like, I do everything in my power to make sure I don't have a crush on them. Mm-hmm. So I have a crush on one, and I'm like, I feel so weird having a crush, because I'm like, not a nigga making me nervous. A nigga ain't made me nervous since birth. Shit.
I think that's cute to have crushes. When people are able to give you those feelings at this grown-ass age, it's just like,
I know, but it's lovely. I don't want to talk about it too much because I feel like I talk about my crush about him more than I actually do any action towards trying to get him. And I feel like I got to just shoot the bullet because that might be the one's going to break my heart and take me to the other side. So I just probably need to get it over with.
Girl, try the African man so you can start dating the real niggas.
I'm ready to lose like 15 pounds, so I probably do need to date a Nigerian.
Girl, if you want to lose 15 pounds and cry in a Mercedes, date a Nigerian. If you want to, you know, go shopping at Gucci, okay, but then be on his voicemail.
Back to niggas pissing me off and black men picking me off and all this shit. Jeezy. It's like motherfucking Bloody Mary. The more you say it, the more it just pisses you off. So, you had an interview or a sit down or I don't know what the fuck y'all want to call what y'all did, but
it was a sit down. It was an interview because she was asking him questions.
Okay. So it was an interview that we, like I'm saying, y'all keep doing these interviews that we never asked for.
Girl, someone's asking for it.
I just feel like it was probably a time just to decompress with black people and talk about
this. I feel like someone was asking for it because look, the TikToks, the live TikToks were all about Jeezy and Janie. I'm sorry. I probably didn't, I didn't say your name right.
Janie.
There were multiple discussions. So I feel like the streets were talking. So someone was asking about it just because we weren't asking. We weren't checking for the
questions.
Well,
we're the right type of people to be asking. We know what we want to hear and what we want to see.
We don't really care for it.
A black man suffering after he chose someone other than a black woman and then going to the comfort of a black woman is not something I want to hear about.
Ever.
Like, I don't like when black men go through these very...
traumatic.
I don't even want to say it's traumatic because I don't know what happened in their relationship.
He said it was couldn't be resolved through therapy. That sounds like it was traumatic.
Wow. I didn't even listen to it. I just listened to what I wanted to hear. So you went through a very traumatic relationship and you want to lean on a black woman and talk about your mental health and how, you know, whenever something traumatic comes, you want someone that can inherit your trauma as in someone that can understand you.
And these were his words.
And I don't understand why y'all choose to marry non-black thinking that you're going to get the black experience and then black women are supposed to be here with their hand. This is the same thing Kanye West did. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to have our arms wide fucking open to heal you, uplift you, and then you find the next non-black woman to marry. Mm-hmm. Again.
Again.
He did it again. And Jeezy, I feel, is going to be... And I understand
that... That's your uncle, girl.
I know, and I feel when I feel it. That's but I feel uncle. That I understand that sometimes when you're in close proximity with people, it is easier for you to be in... more of attraction to them. But if you're not seeking out partners that you feel that can understand you on the biological level of what it means to have the black experience, don't come to us to take the grunt of the work that you want us to... I can't. I won't.
Not my problem. Not my monkey. Not my circus.
Okay. So I... applaud Nia for trying to do something for the culture or for him or for herself. It might be a rebrand for both these motherfuckers. I don't give a fuck. But I want more black men to know, invest in black women. We're going to invest in you. Don't outsource.
Invest in a motherfucking therapist. Leave us alone. I'm sorry. We are not here to brunt your all the fuck shit that happened to you. Yes, we want to be there for you, but baby, it is too much. Go seek a therapist. Go see therapy. And actually, you can go find some free therapy if you just Google it. If cost is a problem, there are people who give out resources.
Well, cost is not the problem because these niggas got the money. They just choose.
Girl, these niggas pretend they got the money. People like Jesus got the money, but regular niggas don't got the money. So the regular niggas are going through this shit. Go find a therapist.
Yeah.
Stop putting it on black women to resolve your problems. There's people who are professionally paid to do this.
That is a fact. And I feel as black women, we got to stop being these men's therapists, their mother, their maids, their fuck buddies. Stop taking...
I want to know the history of why we do this.
I don't know why we take on this many jobs. I feel that because we are taught...
It has to do with slavery. I feel like slavery is always the leading point every day.
I just feel like black women, you don't have to do it. You do not have to bit the world on your shoulders. You can literally choose what lane you want to be in and stay there.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
But all things considered with Jeezy, he has to find his avenue and how he can go through whatever he's going through with his divorce with Johnny. I'm sorry, I felt bad.
We keep butchering her name, but you know what? Johnny, is she really important?
Well, you know what she said? She said, I like my white man in the main dish and my dark meat on the side. So, bitch, I'm going to put your name on the side.
LOL. The dark meat on the side is insane.
That's what she said. She said, white meat is the main course, but a little dark meat on the side. She let y'all know black niggas are side niggas to her, but that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. So, seasonal depression affects everyone. It's a type of depression that relates to changes in season. Seasonal affective disorders, also known as SAD, which I think is so funny.
That is so crazy. You know, I think the white people do that shit on purpose.
Because, like, you're sad. So every time you say you're sad, you have seasonal depression?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think
so either.
But I
think sadness does probably connect to it more than we think so.
Mm-hmm. So, it's like when most people with SADs, their symptoms start in the fall and continue into the winter months. And pretty much it's something that happens during the season. We learned that you can also have winter seasonal depression and summer seasonal depression. Bitch, how are you sad during the summer? Sun's out, bitch. I'm sorry.
That is true.
Summer, so you know, summer, they say, oh, you about to, you know, hoe around, you have a good time, you know.
Imagine being pregnant in the summer. That's probably why they got the depression.
Girl, being pregnant during the summer must be so trash. Is there a way to, like, plan your pregnancy to not be pregnant during the summer?
People don't really plan pregnancies. It just happened to them. They just go with it.
Some people plan pregnancies.
I know people that have been trying for a long time, but people that get pregnant and they're pregnant in the summer, they don't choose that.
It chose them because they would do it. I hate when people do all this shit to get pregnant and then be mad when they're pregnant. Girl, so I saw this TikTok. I know. Side note, I saw this TikTok and this man was buying a pregnancy test and he was mad that he was buying a pregnancy test. And she was like, he was furious about it being a pregnancy test. And I'm like, how are you mad that you have to buy a pregnancy test when you're doing all the things to get pregnant?
Hello?
Those are the worst kind of people.
That's boy math. They don't want no kids, but they don't want no condoms either.
They don't want no condoms. They don't want to pull out. They don't want nothing. But they mad when you get the results of pregnancy.
Okay.
But anyways.
So about 5% of adults in the U.S. experience SAD or typically last for like 40% of the year, which is a long fucking time to know that we have 12 months. It is more common in women than it is in men, but SAD is linked to a biochemical imbalance in the brain prompted by shorter daylight hours and less sunlight in the winter. And they said that the states that experience the most seasonal depression are Alaska, Vermont, and New Hampshire. And these states are affected by the seasonal depression because of the, you know, lack of sunlight. And the states that don't experience the Florida, Hawaii, and Arizona are the states least affected by seasonal depression because it's always sunny there.
It's always sunny. Arizona's always fucking hot.
Yeah.
Florida's always fucking hot. What was the other one?
And Hawaii.
Hawaii?
So it's directly
linked. I don't know if Hawaii's always fucking hot, but it looks beautiful.
It does always. So yeah. Everything's directly linked to the sun. So that's why they always tell you that you should get sun. It's like some sunlight.
You need vitamin D for your health.
And I really want to understand, how much daylight are we trying to save, y'all? Because it's been fucking dark for 8 years, bitch.
Girl, we just changed like 2 weeks ago.
And it's been dark ever since.
Yeah. It's been
And
I really don't like it because I feel like it makes me sleepy. Like daylight savings, and that's exactly why we get this shit, because less sunlight when we're all, because I'm a sunny person. I like to be in the sun.
And she likes to be in the pool.
And I like to be in the pool. So when I'm not getting my pool and my sun time, it's not working for me.
What are some symptoms of seasonal depression?
So you have a lack of concentration. You also are agitated or have a lot of anxiety, and you have trouble sleeping.
And that's on the other end of mine, because it says you're oversleeping, you gain weight, and you're disheartened and deflated.
Heavy on the weight gain. I feel like everyone gains weight during the winter.
I don't.
And I feel like people gain weight during the winter because we have all those extra clothes to hide our fat.
That's a fact.
During the summer, you kind of like have all
you gotta
the
skin. You kind of have to get yourself together.
You have to look good. But during the winter, you can hide all with all those layers of clothes. No one really knows how big you are.
So when was the last time you experienced seasonal depression and how did you deal with it?
The last time I experienced seasonal depression was yesterday. It's actually kind of like prompted this episode because I feel like the last time I experienced seasonal depression prior to this was 2020. It was really hard for me this weekend. Like, I just went off the motherfucking grid. And it was just more of me contemplating, you know, my life and where I'm going now that I'm about to be 30. And the fact that it was raining the whole entire fucking weekend. Like, I don't think we had any sun this weekend at all. Raining the whole time. And it was still, till this day, it was still raining. So, yeah, it was definitely, I was sad. I was really, really sad. But I'm still a little sad, but I'm getting better every day as the time going on.
The last time I experienced seasonal depression, I I don't know. I think, like she said, the same thing. I feel like I'm kind of going through right now because whenever I feel this impulse nerve to just keep shopping and shopping and shopping, I feel, when I'm sad, I feel the need to fill it with materials.
Like, not me.
When I tell you I've been shopping excessively for the last 2 months, so I'm like, damn, have I been going through it for 2 months? Because I'm literally looking at all my bank statements and I'm just like,
Clothes.
Outfits, I'm like, shoes. What the fuck? Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, club. And I'm just like, that's how I know it's kind of manic right now. And I was telling her, I was like, I don't even know when you really get out of it because it's always like, it's in spurs. Like, some days I'll be amazing. Everything's great. Everything's good.
Yeah,
and like, the next thing you know, I'm just like, frantically buying shit because I feel like it's gonna make me feel better. And I know that we play around it and like, we like throw memes around and be like, oh, when I'm feeling sad, I just buy shit. It's actually a fucking problem that I need to find a more healthy way to cope with it. And that's why we're getting into some ways of how we're supposed to combat it. So how do you combat it?
Make your environment brighter. I feel like it does not help to have blackout lights. So I literally just stayed in my room. My room is dark. Everything's dark. And I kind of felt bad because I was like, I have to take my dog out. But I'm like, I'm literally too sad to move. Like, I'm the type of person I love to shower, and I couldn't even like shower or do anything, like brush my teeth. I was just literally in my bed just like for
sound
2 days
me on my days off.
Yeah. Well, I'm usually the person that's up doing stuff,
yeah,
and getting my day started. I like 10 o'clock in the morning going to the gym. So if I don't even want to like shower and brush my teeth, and like I'm struggling to take my dog out, like I felt so bad for Iffy because I literally gave him like very little time with me. Cause I have, you know, I give him, you know, time to go out and like go to the patio, but I didn't play with him. Like I just feel like
dogs are emotional ports. So bitch, let him support you.
Girl, my dog gives me no emotional support. My dog don't give a fuck about me. Okay.
Your dog needs emotional support.
If he emotionally supports himself. Okay. If he don't know when I'm sad, all he does is know how to play. I'm like, nigga, cry with me right now. But yeah, so it was really just, a lot of not being able to get up and function. And that's really difficult for me because I'm always a functioning human being. But baby girl, I feel like it's okay to just have days like that to just be lazy and not, you know, go anywhere and do anything. So yeah, that has nothing to do. I'm going back to what I said, make your environment brighter. Give yourself a routine. That's another thing. I feel like routines help me function. So when you have a routine, we have something to do, to look forward to. Mm-hmm. It's easier to get out of bed and not be depressed and get out the house.
That's, yeah, very important.
That's, and meet new people. Get out the house and meet new people. Go and take yourself out. Like, go to a happy hour by yourself. Go to the hookah lounge by yourself. Like, you know.
I mean, I do that all the time. So I mean, guess that means I'm depressed. 364
days. But I'm saying that helps you get out of it. Because when you're not in, if you're in the house being sad, watching this stupid ass video, eating ice cream, or you can be outside shaking your ass.
Okay.
I want to be outside
shaking
my ass.
So ways that I have that you can combat it is that you have to take vitamins, especially vitamin D. We always keep saying the sun. Because when I told Sammy to take vitamin D, she said, what kind of D? I said, not the kind of D that gets you depressed.
I feel like it can go both ways. Dick can either get you depressed or make you happy.
Well, yeah, because dick will give you the dopamine. So you know what? Yeah. If it comes from the right person, take that vitamin D.
Any kind of sexual experience, because when I was having my little rendezvous a couple days ago, I didn't get the dick. But I had a great time with my little, you know.
Oh, you told me. Yeah, okay. That, and another thing that you can do to combat it is reach out to your network. I know that you have friends, and I know sometimes people, it's hard to ask for help. But just really reconnect with your friends. Because when I talked to Sammy today, I was like, at first, I was like, bitch, should I be mad at you or should I kill you? Like, And I was like, are you okay? And she was like, yeah, I was just sad yesterday. I said, because, bitch, I don't know what was going on. I looked at your location. You was at home, but you didn't respond to me. So I was like, I don't know how I was supposed to feel. She's just sad. And I said, well, bitch, I reached out to you. So, yeah, when people reach out, reach back.
Okay.
That's all you need to do. You know, just like, feeling kind of sad.
People don't always reach back when they're sad. They don't want to reach.
I know, but I'm telling you, that's going to help you combat with being sad. Because if you tell me, you're like, Ami, I'm just not feeling it. The first thing that you do as a friend when someone's not feeling good, you was like, what do you need? Mm-hmm. 98% of the time when your friend tells you they're sad, and if that's your friend, because if so, you tell somebody that you're sad and they be like, oh, I hope you feel better. That's crazy, because that's not the kind of friend I am. And if you my kind of friend that do that kind of shit, you're not my friend for long. And the last thing is to exercise. Get your body moving. Get some motherfucking sun. Get some motherfucking everything. So why is it important to check into your mental health? And what are things that people should look out for and or ask themselves when they are in this space?
Well, checking in with your mental health is important because you don't want to have that 13 reason why. We saw that bitch kill herself, and you don't want that to be you. So if you want to know how to check into yourself, you ask yourself how you're feeling. Usually, when I do that to myself, I like measure it to 1 to 10, like, how am I feeling today? And I track how I'm feeling. And if I see that number going down, you know, as the weeks go by, I'm like, okay, what's going on for your how you're feeling to be going down as you go.
Another one is to what has been bothering you lately. Sometimes you won't realize that your mental health is directly impacted on things that are affecting you that probably have nothing to do with you. Imagine how many times we're worried about something that literally we can't even fix. Mm-hmm. So
another way to check in is to make sure you're providing your body what it fucking needs. I was living off of weed and water. That's not giving my
body what it needs at
all. A bitch was starving, a bitch was hungry, a bitch was sad. So make sure you get your vitamin D, whichever D means to you. Get your nutrients, get your water, get your food, move your body, fucking shower and brush your teeth, bitch, and all those things.
And another one is you have to think about, what are you doing to bring yourself joy? I'm a very firm believer in saying you cannot pour from an empty glass. So if at the time that you're feeling at your lowest, you have to also feed yourself something that's going to make sure that you're able to output what you input.
Okay, last but not least is, who do I have in my corner? Clearly, I have Ami in my corner.
Bitch, so clearly. Bitch, is this news? Is this news?
So it's important to have people in your corner. Check on your support. Friends are important, y'all. And niggas, I know y'all don't have friends. And niggas, y'all don't have friends y'all talk to. That's the worst part. Y'all got niggas, but y'all don't have, like, actual friends that you can confide in and talk about emotional shit to. Y'all need that. That's the reason why y'all be killing yourself too much. So always have people in your motherfucking corner so you can go through the season of depression.
Okay, so how would you validate someone's feelings to support them in the season?
Agreeing to whatever they're saying.
Okay, I wrote the same thing.
I want to rob my nigga too.
I said when it comes to supporting someone in the seasonal depression that they're in, validate their feelings. There is nothing worse than making your friend feel gaslit when they already feel like they're crazy.
Yeah.
I have a friend who tells me that sometimes she feels like she struggles with alcohol. And says she hates when people tell her, it's not that bad. Your drinking's not that bad.
How do you know?
Exactly. And I always told her, I said, I would never put you in a space where I'm invalidating your feelings. I said, if you feel like you have a drinking problem, the best way to deal with your drinking is in moderation. If you feel like there's a time where you only need to take 3 shots, I would make sure you're taking 3 mixed drinks. So that can, because you know when you do mixed drinks, you're taking it smaller. Mm-hmm. And I said, if you don't feel like you're in a social setting, we can always have like a signal of when you feel like you're drinking too much.
That's good.
Exactly, because I don't want you to feel like I'm monitoring you, but I want you to be very self-aware as well, but not feeling like, oh, I'm going to go off the rails. So I'm like, it's very important to just validate someone's feelings and figure out a way that's a good compromise where someone doesn't feel like they're being left out in the cold with all of
it. And I love how someone has a self-awareness to know they have a drinking problem, because to me, I don't think I have a drinking problem, but would I know if I had one?
I think that
you think you would know?
I think that it takes something catastrophic for us to feel that way, because sometimes I don't think I have a drinking problem, but I know I'm a binge drinker, because I know I don't drink every day. I don't need to drink every day.
Yeah.
Because but that's what people see when they think of drinking problem. But I'm like, I know when I drink, I can drink a lot.
Yeah.
And I can drink for hours.
Mm-hmm.
I've yet done anything destructive outside of doing things that I mean, you shouldn't drink and drive, because I've done it before. I'm going to say it here. Do not do it. Uber, X, Y, and Z. But I'm not saying that I don't know when I know, but I feel like something catastrophic has to happen for me to be like, damn, bitch.
Yeah.
You need to stop.
Like a DUI or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I have friends that have that. And I'm like, all the years I've been in the outside, I've never got one. I'm like, I feel so blessed.
And it's not because we're above it, because there's been times where I should have got a DUI. I just never got caught.
Exactly. I've gotten pulled over once while I was drinking, but because I passed all the tests because of, like, you know, he didn't think I was drunk.
Yeah.
Because he was like, I can smell alcohol. I said, I took 2 drinks, and really, it was really 10.
That's not funny.
At all.
No, it's not funny.
So let's get into some motherfucking questions, bitch.
All right. So, do you think Dick incurred depression?
depending on what dick it is and depending on what day it is. Mm-hmm. That's the only way I can feel like I can cure depression.
I would say dick can cure depression if it's a rich dick, but then these rich ass housewives be on pills and depressed as fuck. So
they really do.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
So actually, no, it can't.
So it cannot cure
depression. The only thing that can cure depression is you wanting to cure depression.
I feel like happy dick cures depression. A happy relationship with a nigga with some good dick cures depression.
Okay. My question is, what are some advice that someone that you would give that is dealing with seasonal depression?
Girl, don't take no advice from me. I don't know how to deal with seasonal depression myself, so I can't tell you how to deal with seasonal depression. What I did when I was sad was smoke weed and eat fat food.
Okay, well, I can say advice that I would give is that it gets better, because they always say when you're going through hell, you don't stop there. Just go through it.
I stopped there.
I'm saying, you know, you literally have to go through these emotions. Whatever you're feeling, you have to go through them, because if not, they're going to always resurface in a different way. Mm-hmm. Even if you get over the seasonal, it's going to still cause depression.
It might come back during the summer. Bitch, my depression better not come back during the motherfucking summer, bitch. My next question is, would you rather have $10,000 or a 14-day vacation to Bora Bora?
14-day vacation. You can't get back of it. You can't get back of the experience. Mm-hmm. Money sounds great in the moment, but it's like, what?
Bitch, why the fuck you
Because I poured mine down.
Because, bitch, you already was pretty full. You didn't drink as much as me.
You're not going to do is fight me on air, okay?
Okay,
bitch, so guess what?
Don't pour that much
so
like you drank
said,
a lot.
You ain't drink as much as me. My next question is, do you find yourself feeling depressed?
Don't pour me out more. Look at that shit.
That's crazy. Do you find yourself being more depressed in the summer or winter? I mean, you already answered that. That's crazy, because I didn't even ask you to answer it.
I could never have my ass out and be sad.
You know what? That's a really good answer.
That's crazy, because once my ass is out, my happiness is out.
I just love that. You better hoe it out.
There's only so many years of having this nice tight-ass body with this nice tight-ass pussy.
No, I'm going to have a tight ass and good pussy for the rest of my life.
Well,
Husband, you hear me?
Girl, we hope to have tight-ass pussy for the rest of our life. I know.
There's a reconstruction for that.
I'm definitely. Oh, yeah.
So I'm not worried. That's the least of my worries.
You'll pay for a reconstructed ass pussy?
And I will get Botox if I need to.
I'm going
to
reconstruct my pussy, too.
Thank you all for following us on this journey about seasonal depression, niggas that's pissing us off, the fact that I'm having a crush, the fact that we're going to date outside of our race, all that good stuff. You know,
I already started.
LOL. Follow us on all social media platforms at The Real Sip and Spill, except Twitter, which is Sip and Spill 1. And give us a 5-star rating, because we're some 5-star bitches.
I sip wine. Kick my feet up when I get tired. And as I recline, take another sip, let my thoughts unwind. Sip it and spill it.